Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is so exciting to have you with us this hour. We are on the west coast of Ireland. If I lived in Ireland, I would live on the west coast. You know, we broadcast from the beautiful Crown Plaza, Berkshire, Pittsfield Hotel in Western Massachusetts. And when I try to explain to Irish people where we live, I say, we live in the Donegal of Massachusetts. Because if you take a map of Ireland and you take a map of Massachusetts, we're up in the northwest corner. And so is Donegal. And the only thing we're missing that Donegal has that we don't have in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts is the ocean. You've got to take a 2-hour drive on a road that is almost identical to the Galway-Dublin Road, or if you start in Dublin going the other way, the Dublin-Galway Road. It's a highway. It's reminiscent of the New Jersey Turnpike, or any road that you get on the highway and you keep going for 2 hours and you get to where you're going, kind of like going from the George Washington Bridge or somewhere in New Jersey to getting off in Delaware. Wonderful landscape on each side of the road in the Mass Pike between Western Massachusetts and Boston. But we've got that the mountains and we've got the lakes, and there's a great similarity. So if you've ever been to Berkshire County and you loved it, you're going to lose your mind when you get to Ireland, because it's Berkshire County on steroids. And the area known as Connemara is one of those last bastions, even in Ireland, of places that are remote enough to be tranquil and serene and beautiful. And for the most part, there are so many places you can drive or bicycle or walk or hike through that would look the same way that it would have looked when Patrick was in Ireland. So I'm going to take you off just to talk about the food, because go to my Facebook, it's stephanie.abrams.94, and make sure you check out the podcasts and the archived audio and show notes at travelers411.com and sabrams.com. Just a week or so ago, not even a week ago, I had a note on my Facebook from a Facebook friend reminding everyone of how terrible the food in Ireland is. But I'm happy that that sentence started out with, the last time I was in Ireland was 1986. Well, let me tell you that somewhere in the mid to late 90s, the pressure cooker blew up and the food went flying out. The most magnificent food. Food of such superior quality that the most sophisticated traveler who goes to places like Paris and other places in France or San Francisco or New York seeking great food, and other places too like Miami and Chicago, you're going to find it all over in Ireland, even in the smallest restaurants in the middle of some tiny village somewhere. And so we're going to be talking with Michael Wade, the general manager of the Delphi Lodge in Lenan. Make sure when the play Beauty Queen of Lenan comes to a theater near you, you go see it. In Connemara, County Galway, Ireland, and we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I'm very interested in how you, Michael Wade, have lived through, especially because of your farming background, the revolution in food in Ireland, and particularly what impact or how that is seen at the Delphi Lodge in Lenan, Connemara, County Galway, Ireland.
Well, Stephanie, you've alluded to my farming past, and obviously every farmer is passionate about their produce, about what they grow or what they rear. So I've been very fortunate, I've been blessed that now in this position as General Manager of Delphi Lodge to be able to bring that passion of food and to have been able to explore the fabulous produce and food of this Connemara region, along with our head chef, to be able to bring it all together in the food at Delphi Lodge. You obviously know that our environment is pristine. We have slow-reared Connemara Hill lamb. Our Irish beef is grass-fed. Our cattle are washed by the rain. They're not fed in lots with dry matter. They sit out there, they chew the cud, and in their own time, they are ready for slaughter, but not forced or reared. The Atlantic is right here at our doorstep. We have Killary Fjord, Killary Harbour, Ireland's only fjord. It is abundant in fabulous shellfish. Mussels, oysters, scallops, lobsters, crabs and prawns. Just right here, just you can see from your bedroom window, the Killary Fjord. Annually we get influxes of, you know, they're simple fish like even just the humble pollock and ling and cod and of course mackerel, but it's the freshness,
What makes a pollock humble?
Pollock is like a poor man's cod, okay? So the fabulous cod, the white fish of the ocean, it was overfished, and the pollock was so plentiful that we kind of, the Irish did anyway, took it for granted. Like, they'd nearly swim up the stream into your kitchen. But properly handled, they're once again a magnificent fresh fish. So here at Delphi Lodge, we have a small organic herb and vegetable garden, which our chef is always picking about in. And we bring this produce into the lodge for our guests. We bring our guests out into the environment to meet the farmers. Like, these are people who have generations of tradition in simple food, in quality food. They know how to produce it, not intensively, because you can't fight nature here. Nature is the boss. So our food is excellent. You know, it's a real Delphi day out.
Well,
stop a second.
Yeah. So what you're talking about in terms of excellence.
Yes.
And I have heard this repeatedly all over Ireland for more than a decade. It's the lamb, it's the beef, it's the pork, it's the poultry, it's the vegetables, it's the creamery items, mm-hmm. the butters. And God bless my good friends at Kerrygold. I want to be the ambassador for Kerrygold. I have to work on that one. Because you can actually get Kerrygold butter and cheeses
yes.
in our supermarket where we live in the mountains of Western Massachusetts. So that's a good thing. But you're talking about good product. Now,
yes.
I had a very good friend years ago. I haven't seen her in decades. And she moved from Long Island to Marblehead, Massachusetts. And I went up to visit her in Marblehead and spend a few days because we missed each other. We both had little children then. And our little children were good friends as well. And I got to her house and I went with her to the market. And she bought the finest grades of meat. She bought the best looking produce. And she brought it all home and turned it into garbage right before your eyes because she didn't know a thing about cooking. And on the third day of the week-long visit I was spending with her, I said, why don't you have a rest? I'll cook tonight. That only lasted for one night because her husband raved about my dinner and that kind of ended that. We went out to eat after that, which was a good thing. But I watched her take beautiful food product and turn it into trash. Mm. And so when you talk about you've got the greatest fish and the greatest things on 4 feet and 2 feet and the greatest things coming from the earth, the element we need to know about.
Yes.
Is the preparation.
Absolutely.
So talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, well said, Stephanie. And I think actually what you alluded to earlier on, like generations back, the Irish nearly had a hump on their back. We nearly didn't realise how good our produce was. And the revolution has, you know, we have this produce, is the simplicity in the cooking. That's what's very important with a highly qualified chef. We're blessed to have Pascal at Delphi Lodge.
Alice Ritter's philosophy.
If nature gives you something so wonderful, keep it simple. And this is country house dining. This is now not like when you get your dinner in Delphi Lodge, it's actually for eating, not for taking photographs of. Of course, it looks well and all that.
The first thing I'm going to do is take the photograph.
But you know what I mean. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean. So it's the best of food. The abundance of the best of food, simply, intelligently, and professionally prepared. That is the element.
And this is Stephanie Abrams at Delphi Lodge. Check them out, DelphiLodge.ie, with Michael Wade, the general manager. Don't leave me.
Folk wave their goodbyes.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
While we're shifting gears from one guest to the next that we're going to be visiting with, I wanted to take a little time to bring you up to date on something I've been wanting to talk about for weeks. And I'm not really going to have enough time to go in depth into this story today, but this is chapter one in a series of questions that I want to talk with you about, that maybe in a show soon on I'll finish it all up in one episode or drizzle it out when we have moments like this in between guests. I was listening to a radio show where we live in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts and broadcast from the Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield. I hope you'll come visit us. So many exciting things going on. As a matter of fact, Tanglewood just announced that James Taylor will be back again around July 4th weekend. So go to tanglewood.org and have a look at the schedule for the summer. Very exciting stuff. And I'm listening to this radio show that we can pick up. And the host had on a woman who was presented as a travel expert, someone who has, my impression is that she owns a travel agency, but for sure she has been handling the needs of travelers for more than 20 years. And so it was a call-in show, and people were telephoning in with their questions. And once again, it was one of those situations where I just wanted to jump through my radio and beam me through it, Scotty, and put me down right there where these people are talking, because I really wanted to chime in to the conversation, which wasn't a possibility. But I was so frustrated by the conversation that I actually sent to the person who is the head of that station pretty much what I wrote in my blog. So you can go to sabrams.com/blog and you're going to find the questions that were asked and the answers that were given, and then my answer. It really troubled me. Now, when you go to my blog, if other things have piled above it, scroll down until you see a picture of me sitting in a leather love seat with a fellow in a blue shirt and a dark blue or black jacket. And that fellow is Tor Hagen. I chose that picture because the first question that I wrote up with the answer given and my answer was about river cruising. And the fellow in the picture is the CEO of Viking River Cruises, Tor Hagen, who, before he founded Viking River Cruises, was the CEO of Royal Viking Cruises. And when that company was bought, and I want to say it was bought by Cunard, probably 25 years ago. You go check the date, more or less around then, he founded Viking River Cruises, and he particularly chose that name. So there was a little moment of confusion in the mind of the person who was about to say the name of the company, because it was his own little personal wink at being shown the door after the company was sold. But happily, he has created an amazing company with Viking River Cruises. And that photo was taken on the inaugural cruise of Viking River Cruises when they sailed for the first time in China and did the Three River Gorge cruise and whatever. So that was, we were on that cruise. It was lovely. And we got to meet Tor and his wife, Ellen, and other people who were specifically invited. And I chose that picture because there were other river cruise photos I could have dropped in, but I kind of like that one. And the reason that I picked it is that a fellow called into this talk show, and he said, I'd like some advice on river cruising. I've never been on a river cruise. And he was looking for this appointed travel expert person to give him some insights. So let me ask you a question. You ever been on a river cruise? If you are an experienced river cruiser, you have maybe cruised on the Snake River, the Columbia River, the Mississippi. You've cruised on the St. Lawrence. You've cruised on the Rhine, on the Seine, on the Danube, in the Baltic. If you've got some serious, maybe you've cruised in China. This answer could be a good answer. But when somebody tells you they've never done something, for instance, I've never been mountain climbing, what do you suggest? I might suggest you take a trip up Mount Greylock, 3,700 feet above sea level, of which probably 2,500 is the mountain, and the rest is under the earth, down to the level of the sea. That might be a good place for you to start. I wouldn't recommend you start with Kilimanjaro or Mount Everest. That might not be the place you want to start your first experience. So if you've never river cruised, chances are Cambodia would not be the answer I would give you, but that's what this travel expert, in quotes, recommended. First of all, this radio station is in the northeast of America. It's a long flight to Cambodia, people. And it's not a cheap flight either. So you're already jacking up your budget by flying from the east coast of the United States to Cambodia. Now, I've never sailed a river cruise in Cambodia, and it may be gorgeous. But the chances are good, if this is your first river cruise and you're not happy, I doubt that you're going to get off at the next port, hang out there, and find your way home. So my recommendation would have been, have a look at the river cruises in the United States and Canada. Next choice, have a look. You know, there's something called the Shannon Princess. Sandra Bullock, when her mother was ill but still well enough to travel, took her mother and 10 people in her family to cruise on the Shannon River in Ireland. Peaceful, nice, lovely, and you get off in little towns and villages along the Shannon. River cruising in Europe, fabulous. And if you decide, for instance, you're on the Danube from Budapest to, I want to say the name of the town is Wilshofen, which is right near Munich, and they have a bus waiting to take you to Munich because you can't get into Munich on the river. But anywhere along the way, aside from stopping in darling cities and towns that grew up around the river, if you decided you want to disembark, there'd at least be a city and a town you could disembark in. Cambodia? I don't think so. We'll do more of this another day. I just thought I had to get started on it. We're going off now to talk with some other fine folks. Don't leave me. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pops season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the Cozy Inn.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
By the magic of radio and technology, Scotty has beamed me up. And we have left the Delphi Lodge in Lenan, Connemara, a place you have to go to, people. This is a must-do. And by the way, you want to go and take a look at the photos that we took the morning as we were leaving the lodge, because the night before it snowed at the upper elevations. So you see, beside the lake, the daffodils in bloom, the gorse is in bloom, and the mountains are coated with sugar topping, like the great baker in the sky came by and dropped confectioner's sugar all over the mountains that surround Lenan and Delphi Lodge. What a great place. But it isn't much of a drive, although it's a better drive to do in the daytime, I have to tell you, to drive from Lenan into Galway town. And if you're coming over to Ireland in May or June or July or August, you don't have to worry about it being daytime, because it'll be daytime until almost midnight. So whatever time you're driving, you'll be in daylight. But this is a little early in the year, as we're just coming into the beginning of March. And so you're going to have evening fall when it should be falling in the evening. And so anytime after about 6 o'clock in the evening, you're going to be driving in the dark. And it is like being on another planet. It's quite rural. It's really quite lovely. And like nowhere else you've ever been. So you'll enjoy the drive. And there are some wonderful waterfalls along the way. And some of them you'll just have a look as you pass. There's at least one. It's the Aslia Falls. That they're a miniature of Niagara Falls. I mean, it's just a gorgeous look. And it's a serene place. And wonderful birds. You're going to love it. But find your way back into Galway town, because there's something new going on there. And we are in a darling cottage with Mike Walsh, who is the builder and manager of this cottage, which in the next week will be open. So if you're coming into Galway town, you want to find it. And the name of this cottage, Mike, is?
It's Katie's Cottage.
And exactly where in Galway town is Katie's Cottage located?
It's in the center of the Cladda, which the Cladda is known all over the world for its Cladda Ring. And the ring has been around now for 400 years, and up to 1954 was the last Cladda thatch cottage that was knocked here in the city. They should have kept maybe five or six cottages on a street.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would
have been
nice.
That would have required
yeah.
some vision and foresight that isn't always available on county councils.
Well, that's just
because
the point.
There's always somebody there who's so busy counting the beans that, you know, they're just, is this making us money today? No, knock it down.
Yeah, knock everything and forget about our heritage and our culture,
terrible,
and our history and everything. So,
well, we did that for the longest time in the U.S.
Yeah,
we lost more gorgeous buildings that became fabulous parking lots. It's just, but at some point, some people began to wake up and say, wait a minute, you can't replace this stuff. This is historic. It's important. It's part of our history, our culture. And so, you know, we started to see historical societies become more than places for a tea party.
Yes, of course, yeah, because it can never be replaced.
No.
That's the thing about it. So we decided a few years ago that this site here became available in the Cladda, and we thought that it would be nice. My daughter, Katharina, owns this place, and she and I decided that it would be nice to bring back a part of the old Cladda.
So when you started on this piece of land in Galway town, what was on this piece of land?
The art centre at the back was a car garage about 10 years ago. And this piece of land here was empty, then it was a site.
Okay, so now the car garage, was that left from old ruin that got, or it was just a new build in the last 50, 60,
it was,
years?
It was built in the early 50s.
Okay.
And it was owned by a local man here who sold the site, all of the site for development, and the apartments you see on the left here is his land. And then this was left, so when the crash came in Ireland, they didn't build on this
site. That would have been 2008.
Yeah.
Just in Ireland.
Well, it was all over Ireland.
Right.
Ireland.
Regrettably, that you didn't have the market cornered on it.
Yeah, yeah. It was especially bad here in Ireland and in Galway, and in the west of Ireland especially. And then this site became available, and my daughter bought it, and we thought it would be nice to bring back something of the old ladder.
Well, what you've built here is a traditional thatched roof Irish cottage that looks like it's been here for, well, at least since maybe the 1600s.
Yeah, we decided that if we were going to do it at all, we were going to do it right.
Oh, you have.
Yeah,
that's
and the stone that's here, it's built in lime mortar, so there's no cement in this house. There is no blocks. The mortar that's all in it, it will, if you go rooting at it with your fingers now, you can still root out a bit out of it. The backing for the roof is hazel. So we went out into the hazel woods and we cut all the hazel. Maybe up there you have maybe 2,000, maybe 2,500 pieces of hazel. And then we went into the ash woods. It actually is good for hazel because it's called coppicing it. And it'll regrow again. So every 7 years, one time, they would coppice all the hazel. That's how the thatching was got. And after 7 years again, it'll be back up to scallop size, which is the scallops for thatching the houses. So they would do one area. They do.
It's almost as good as bamboo.
It is, yeah, yeah. It's not as quite as strong as bamboo, but it is good.
Once in a while, I stay in a hotel that puts a sprig of bamboo in a vase in the bathroom. And if we stay 3 days, 4 days, you actually can notice that bamboo has grown since you checked in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a remarkable weed.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But I didn't know that about hazel, so that's a nice learning experience.
Yeah, that's what the scallops, they grew. It takes them 7 years to grow to, it's about an inch thick, and then they split them down the middle. For some reason, the scallop lasts longer if you split it down the middle for thatching. So it took 7 years for that. So they do one section, and they do another, and another, another, and then come back to the other one again.
Did you have helpers, Mike?
My brother and I was the main builders.
Because I can't see one guy doing this alone. This has got to be a killer job.
We roped in Brian for a couple of
Brian
days.
Brian Nolan.
Friday, for a few days. And
if my listeners go to S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com, and Travelers411.com, our family of websites are all tied together with the same search engine. So just put in Brian Nolan, Nolan, and you'll get links to interviews I've done with Brian in the past, kind of bring you up to date. He lived for a time in Boston, and he's a Gall County Galway fellow living up the road a piece here. So it's nice to connect with him, and I want to thank him very much for alerting me to this brand new offering to residents and visitors in Galway town. Now, when people find Katie's Cottage, what are they going to experience when they walk in the door?
Well, once you walk in, we have the open fire, which you can see lighting.
Which I'm sitting in front of.
Which you're sitting at the front of at the moment, yeah. The old fire, that's the way it was done, with the grates and the crane on top, and the crane just pulls out and you hung your pot on, or you took your pot off, or your kettle. And here at the left hand side was the baker for breaking the bread, and on the right hand side you see the pot for cooking the potatoes. So they had a pot for everything. They had a pot for fish, they had a pot for all different types of things.
So you'd come through and you'd see this little one-bedroom cottage. What would the other room back there be?
That would have been, if the family was big, that would have been another bedroom, yeah.
Okay.
You have two bedrooms here to the left.
And then the
loft, all the kids were, this was used to call the loft up there, and all the children was put up there. So once
Where's the ladder?
The ladder is in the side room there.
Oh, okay.
So
the
planning allows us, doesn't allow us to put a ladder up on the side here.
Now, you exit this little double door, and these were short people, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So any of you that are over 5'9", You're going to mind your head as you come through. Of course, there's lots of big, tall area here. So it does make it feel bigger than it is. But as you go from one spot to another, you're going to run into beams, literally run into beams if you're tall enough. So now we duck down, go through that door. A reminder that these folks were shorter than we were. And you're a tall guy. You must have clopped your brains more than one time while you were working on this.
After five or six times, you learn.
You start to get to you, right? Okay. And you go out the back, and you're entering what back there?
Our tea rooms and our craft shop. There are two big tables back there, as you've seen. They came here from Kildare in Ireland.
Well, we have to talk about that. Yeah. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Mike Walsh, the manager and builder of Katie's Cottage. A step into 1700s Ireland in the most adorable thatched cottage. You've got to see this place, people. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school
school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of being at Katie's Cottage. It's located in Galway Town, and it is an authentic new build reproduction of the kind of cottage that people who lived in Ireland might well have lived in, although anyone that had lived in this cottage had some money, because you've got windows. That would have been an expense and a tax on the windows, the light tax. Part of what put many people out of their cottages because they couldn't pay the tax because they put windows in. And cutest place ever. Mike, what is the street out here that we'd be looking for on the map to find Katie's Cottage?
The name of the road is the Fairhill Road. It's the road that cuts straight down the middle of the Cladder. And it's very easy to find because it's our fire station in Galway, and our fire station is located just at the end of the Fairhill Road. So if you're coming out of town just over the bridge, it's only 2 minutes to Quay Street, you just turn left and it's up the hill and we're on the right-hand side.
What can you walk to from here?
You can walk here. Well, if you go left, you go back into town. If you go right, you go for Salt Hill.
Okay.
So you can head out the prom or...
My listeners know we often stay at the Galway Bay Hotel in Salt Hill, and it's right across the street from this wide concrete sidewalk known as the Promenade or the Prom, and that abuts the beach and Galway Bay, that's so big it looks like an ocean, and on a clear day you can see Boston on the other side, and don't argue with me because you know I'm right. And so if you left the Galway Bay Hotel, you made a left turn and you walked for about, I'm going to say 15 minutes, or if you're a fast walker, a little less, and if you're like me, it'll take you 25 minutes. And you'll end up just at the lower end of that big wide street that everything is on, including Mary Bennett's shop, Treasure Chest, which you have to go into, people. And if you see something you like, buy it, because Mary has unique stuff in that store that you're never going to see again. So don't think about it. If you like it and you love it, take it home with you. Now, from Mary Bennett's shop, how long would it take to walk here to Katie's Cottage?
About 7 minutes.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Just down Quay Street.
And what would a historic attraction be without a tea shop and a gift shop?
Well, that's true, yes. We don't do anything fancy here. We just do the scones and the tea.
But you do it on two amazingly fancy tables.
Yeah, but the idea of those tables are we fit 12.
You buy your tea and scones by the table, we'll ship it home.
Yeah, but we have 12 seats around the table, and there's a sign in the middle of the table which says it's the Let's Talk table. So everybody knocks off their phone. They're not allowed to use their phone, only for photography, once they come inside the gate here. But once they're sitting around that table, people from all different nationalities sit around and they talk. And we've had some people maybe sit around that table for 2 hours.
You know, I have been arguing with myself, something I do on rare occasion, about putting something up on my Facebook. And it's Stephanie.Abrams.94, people. So go follow me. You'll see where I am. You'll come along with me. We went to an event recently. There was a table for, well, it was a table for 10, but there were only 9 people at our table. When we sat down, my husband and I were the first to sit down. Then a couple came along, No Leg and John. We introduced ourselves. This No Leg was a woman. All the No Legs I know are men, but this No Leg was a woman. And it means Christmas, people.
Yes, obviously born around Christmas.
Yeah. And then Caroline and David came and joined us, and we got to talking, whatever. And I said to them, I'm so happy we've had a chance to introduce ourselves to one another, as you might right here at Katie's Cottage in Galway when you sit in their tea room. Because to sit down and chat with people who are, you know, to be at a table with people who aren't chatting with you, they're kind of at the same table and ignoring you, it's kind of a nasty thing. So we had a laugh over that and whatever. Then the other 3 seats got filled by 3 people who came over, talking with one another, sat down, continued to talk with one another. And through the entire 3 hours we were at that table, didn't once look up and introduce themselves.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, wasn't that the perfect example? So it's really grand that you are even doing this kind of encouraging. Isn't this a great place to meet?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we had 4 different nationalities there last year, and they sat down at 6:10, and they left it at 7:55. And one lady, an American lady, got up and she hugged me, and she said it was the highlight of her tour to actually sit and talk to people without being interrupted by phones or computers or anything. And so she really enjoyed those 2 hours, and that's what we're trying to promote here.
The 2 tables look like, first of all, they look like burl wood. And for those of you who don't know what burl wood is, trees kind of get a tumor on them and they grow a lump. And some trees, very big trees, grow very big lumps. And when they are cut off and they are sliced, they make the most beautiful tabletops and trim around the edges of tables. And in fact, we have had a couple of cars, and we own a car now where the dashboard of the car is burl wood. But this burl wood looks like it came from a redwood tree. I mean, it would take 5 to 6 people or 4 men with very long arms to hold hands around these 2 tables. Yes, what kind of tree did that
come from? It's actually a cedarwood tree.
And oh, is that big?
Yeah, it was the biggest tree in Ireland when it was knocked in a storm about 10 years ago. And it grew up in one of the old English estates up in County Kildare. And a friend of mine who's a man called John Sullivan, he's 85 and he's still very active and loves his stone and his wood. He got about 10 of them and he donated 2 of them here to the cottage for simply because he liked the idea of being talk tables.
It must be 7-8 feet across in diameter. I mean, it's huge.
7 feet, yeah.
And there are 2 of them.
2 of them, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
So if somebody sat down and had a cup of tea and a scone and wrote a check for the right price, would you ship it home to them?
I wouldn't. If I got 100,000 for them, I wouldn't give them because simply he donated them and I assured him that they were never going to be sold.
Oh, pity.
So I have been offered on many occasions to buy those tables.
There used to be a shop where we live. They still have a small shop, but it's called the American Craftsman, and all the products inside are American handmade. And he's got a shop, for those of you going into New York City, I think it's 53rd and 7th. It's near the Sheraton Towers Hotel, right across the street. Really interesting stuff inside, little stuff, big stuff. Alan Rothman. Owns it, and he opened a restaurant, and all the tables, chairs, plates, everything were handmade by craftsmen. But if you sat down at the table and you had a meal and you liked the table, your meal was free and you paid for the table and, you know, bring a truck and take it home. So we have a table from that place. That's why I thought of it. I want to send everybody to your website. So go to sabrams.com and you'll find a place to click over to Katie's Cottage. Thanks for joining me. Stay with me, everybody. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.